the quiet sway of energy. It is encouraging to learn of your improvement. Remember, you are the locale of boundless energy, joy, and capacity for achievement. Invisible mind, life, love, principle must have opportunity for expressing themselves, for making themselves operative and palpable, and you are that opportunity. No error or distress can enter that temple, that you. Only the mightiness of vitality finds entrance there. Can you not feel its thrill and tingle coursing through you? Of course you can. There cannot be anything slow or sluggish in your system when you recognize that life is incontestably operating in you and through you. There cannot be any lack of ability when you realize that mind is directing you. Let me hear from you again in a week or 10 days. It will be quite all right for you to manage your case alone from this time on. You have made a good start and are well equipped for finishing the job. Of course, we would like to have a talk. Maybe the opportunity will be provided after all. Yours is a spiritual structure. Therefore, it must be very flexible and supple and spacious. No way of its getting stuffy or bogged down. Its very nature is to be constantly free and fluid as thought. There is a pretty close connection between inextinguishable life and man. Indeed, it is so close that man is, if not life, then life expressed, made concrete, made tangible. Therefore, you normally feel the quiet sway of energy, removing every obstacle to ease and strength. When you are reading or declaring the truths of being, do not put them off on Mount Wilson, but put them on yourself. Really, though, you do not have to put them there, for they have already arrived. What you should do is to acknowledge the fact. Can you not get a hint from gravity, how unobtrusively it works? No straining, no effort, no opposition. It simply is and does. We can, with one device or another, interfere with gravity, but we cannot interfere with the performance of life, and it is your life we are talking about. Life simply cannot be withstood or weakened. It is omnipotence itself, and does not know anything about age or inactivity. This bondage business you talk about is largely self-imposed. You cannot afford to play any such trick on yourself. Talk the truth instead. You are altogether too valuable a man to be incapacitated. The missus will get tired of waiting on you after a while. Better not tax her patience too far. And why be afraid? Are you not a spiritual man in a spiritual realm, a man who cannot be touched by dangers, a realm where dangers cannot enter? Socrates was right when he exclaimed, "They cannot catch me. They cannot and do not catch you. They are the dream, and the dream is not you or yours. You know your freedom, and you can exercise it, and will."